This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes. Ahead of their meeting, the two countries reached an agreement updating a treaty aimed at stopping asylum seekers traversing the U.S.-Canada land border via unofficial crossings.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
That was the voice of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. The two leaders also confirmed their affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion, and they vowed to build up North American competitiveness in the face of economic challenges from China. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he'd been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda announced earlier Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, marking the end of a tumultuous week as Federal Reserve officials calmed the investor fears over a potential liquidity crisis in the banking sector, with all three major U.S. stock indexes starting the session sharply lower on the heels of a sell-off among European banks. Those losses were reversed by the time of the closing bell on Friday. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles on Friday canceled a state visit to France after social unrest over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law erupted into some of the worst street violence seen in years across the country. Reuters' Edward Moran reports.
Britain's King Charles canceled a state visit to France on Friday, Buckingham Palace said, after some of the worst street violence seen in years erupted over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law. The postponement will embarrass Macron, who wanted the visit to mark a symbolic step in turning the page after years of poor relations post-Brexit. Charles was meant to travel to France on Sunday for 3 days before moving on to Germany, an itinerary that had been seen as a win for the French leader, who sought to position himself as Europe's de facto leader.
That's Reuters' Edward Moran reporting. There's been an advance for organized labor in Michigan, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Michigan, long known as a mainstay of organized labor, has become the first state in decades to repeal a union-restricting law known as Right to Work. The state's Right to Work law had allowed those in unionized workplaces to opt out of paying union dues and fees. Repealing the Right to Work law, enacted in 2012, had long been listed as a top priority for Democrats, who took control of the full state government this year for the first time in 40 years. Michigan had the nation's seventh highest percentage of unionized workers when Right to Work went into effect in 2012, but that dropped to 11th in 2022. In total, 26 states now have Right to Work laws in place. I'm Norman Hall.
Dual Haitian-Chilean citizen Rodolphe Jarre on Friday pleaded guilty before a U.S. judge to three charges involving his role in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, killed in his home in July of 2021. Jarre is one of 11 defendants in the case, which includes businessmen accused of helping obtain vehicles and firearms from Florida, and former Colombian soldiers accused of gunning down Moïse in his bedroom. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Jarre had been accused of helping provide weapons to the Colombians, who would also have stayed at a house he controlled and helping them while they were hiding from Haitian authorities. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was disqualified from Parliament Friday, a day after he was found guilty and sentenced to 2 years in prison on defamation charges over remarks that alluded to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname. Gandhi's Congress Party, which has called the judgment politically motivated, led protests in India's capital and accused Modi's government of jeopardizing democracy by trying to silence the opposition and making what they called unthinkable assaults on freedom of speech. Marissa Melton, VOA News.